Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Joel Peterson is here, too. Joel is the chairman of JetBlue, that airline, the number six airline in the country, probably in the galaxy. He's the author of the new book, The 10 Laws of Trust, and he's been an educator and a professional executive now for a long time, and also an entrepreneur himself, and he's our new friend, Joel Peterson. Welcome to the show.
Nice to be here, Tim.
Congratulations on your book.
Thank you.
It's very important and much needed. Trust is a concept. Trust is an idea. Trust is a goal. Trust is an intrinsic value, a building block element of our lives that we can't talk about too much, can we?
No, and it's the lubricant, actually, for smart business. You know, it's the lubricant in a culture. It allows things to be, agreements to be durable, allows people to be flexible, allows innovation. It's a very powerful thing. Trust, I like to say trust is more powerful than power.
Well, it allowed me to get to work today. You
exactly.
Know why? Because I trusted you to stay on your side, and I stayed on my side.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
I mean,
no, we rely on it all the time.
Exactly, and we have standards. We have standards in business quality, you know, food standards and that sort of thing. We count on people. We go to a restaurant. We count on them to operate. We trust them to operate within those quality standards, right?
That's right, but it breaks down sometimes.
Sometimes it does.
So business executives have to be thoughtful about it. They have to be intentional about it. They have to build trust. They have to follow the laws that...
Been said and written about trust, and I'm one of them who's said and written a lot about trust. Why is it still important to write yet another book about it?
Well, the basic notion in this book is that you can build an enterprise that has a high trust culture. Mm-hmm. And that if you do, you'll have more innovation, things will move faster, they'll be more durable, you'll hire better people, you'll keep people. But you have to work at it because, trust can be broken. Trust can be strained. You can have low trust enterprises. Look at Congress today.
Oh, yeah.
And there's no trust there.
Zero.
They can't get anything done.
Zero. It is horribly broken. Well, you know, one of the things that I've learned in talking with other trust experts like your friend and mine, Stephen M. R. Covey, and his dad, Stephen Covey, and Aki Chankute, and others who've been on the show talking about trust, is that trust is not just the right thing to do. And this is what you alluded to a minute ago, and I want you to expand on it a little bit. Trust is not just the right thing to do. It's a best practice, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a powerful tool.
It's a profit practice, isn't it? Trust.
Yep.
Explain. Talk to us why you feel that way.
Well, I'll tell you one of the times. I mean, there are two places where it's really important. One is starting a business. Young businesses have to rely on capital providers, whether debt or equity, have to rely on suppliers. They have to get customers, et cetera. So when you're building a business, these small businesses really rely heavily on trust. Another time is when you're in a turnaround, when you really have tough times, when things aren't going quite right, you have to rely on all those same people, and your word is your bond. They are fundamentally trusting you to do the right thing. And so it's vital. It's the lifeblood of a business.
You in the book, you, obviously the title is The 10 Laws of Trust. Let's talk about the first one. Start with personal integrity. That's where it all begins, right? Because if it doesn't start with me, then you and I can't have trust between us.
Yeah, it's very tough. If the people at the top don't have integrity, people pick it up. The people in the organization know. And if you have integrity when you're around the office, but they know that you don't when you're away from the office, they're smart. They figure it out. They don't trust, or they hold back. They become wary. And so I think Having integrity means that there's no gap between what you say and what you do. Mm-hmm. Now, we all have gaps there. None of us is perfect, so there's going to be some gap. But, I mean, it's really reducing that gap. Fundamentally, being trusted is doing what you say you're going to do.
Mm-hmm. My three favorite quotes on this is from be in reality what you appear to be. And that's one of the great quotes. And then another one from Albert Camus is integrity has no need of rules.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
And then of course my friend Lynn Morella, who wrote a book on ethics, he says ethics is devotion to the unenforceable.
Mm-hmm.
That's just exactly what you were saying just now, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, there's been a lot written about authenticity, which is this idea of there not be, of people being who they say they are,
mm-hmm.
and that being a fundamental principle. And I think when you talk about integrity at the top, it really is this issue of authenticity because people pick up on it. And you're going to have a hard time building a high-trust organization if you have inauthentic leaders.
Well, and inauthentic leaders are the ones that literally, the quickest way to see it, when you're in the marketplace, things happen that, well, one of the things, well, I guess one of the first aha moment for me when I was a pup, Joel, was when I discovered that ethics is not black or white, it's gray, right?
It's well, not, all the it's, tough issues are. That's
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, they're not. It's not. Oh, well, that's easy. I would never do that. It's when you're in the marketplace, but when you got human beings and money and all that stuff going around, it's gray. And so you're left to rely on your North Star, aren't you?
Yeah, and I think you have to have the. I like this expression, "all things considered,"
mm-hmm.
where you have to take into account all short term, long term. People, product, reputation, you know, you're balancing all kinds of things and making an all things considered best decision.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the ethical decision is because, mm-hmm. like you say, it's not black and white.
So folks, if you're having trouble with success with other people, maybe the best thing you could do, Joel, would be look in the mirror. What do you think?
Yeah, it usually starts with you.
yeah. That's an excellent point. All right, you got a website for the book?
I think so, but I don't know it.
Well, now that's not too good, Joel.
So, I think it's probably something like the 10 Laws of Trust. How's
okay.
that?
Okay. All right. So go to Amazon, folks. Let's help him out. Let's help Joel out here. Joel Peterson with one T, co-authored with David Kaplan. Go to Amazon, look up the 10 Laws of Trust or wherever books are sold, and also check out JetBlue. His airline company. We're going to come back and talk some more about trust with Joel Peterson. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.